You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next. On this episode of Long Innings, we take a look at cricketing families.
If you think about it, children or relatives of international cricketers often pick up a liking for the game as well and pursue it to varying degrees of success. Arjun Tendulkar, for example, has spent virtually all his life seeing his father Sachin Tendulkar live and breathe cricket, so much so that he took it up too and now represents Mumbai in the under-19 level. Now, sometimes it's siblings who grow up playing the game they love and become very good at it to the point that one or more of them become good enough to represent their country at the international level. Frankly, it's, you know, tough to be that good that you represent your country. England and Australia have been going at it in Test cricket since the 1800s, but only have had 690 and 465 players respectively that played Test cricket for the two countries in this period. India too has had only 295 representing the country in Tests as of March of 2019. So it's really rare when you have multiple members of a family representing their country. On this podcast, we look at some of the famous cricketing families we've had. Australia. Let's begin with the Chappells, arguably the first family of Australian cricket. Three brothers, Ian, Greg and Trevor, all played Test and ODI cricket for Australia. Ian and Greg captained the country as well. Trevor, though, didn't do quite as well and is best remembered for bowling the infamous underarm delivery under his brother Greg's instructions. However, Test cricket in this family started with their maternal grandfather, Victor Richardson, who played 19 Tests for Australia, captaining in five. He was part of the Australian team during the famous Bodyline series. Moving on to the Waz. Steve and Mark, both legends, the famous fraternal twins who were a pillar of the all-conquering Australian side of the late 90s and early 2000s. Steve, the older of the two by few minutes, had the longer career and also captained the side. Both of them played more than 100 Tests for their country and won a World Cup together in 1999 as well. Steve the grinder, Mark the artists. Recently, Steve's son Austin was part of the Australian under-19 2018 World Cup squad. The Marshes. Father Jeff played in the 80s and was part of the Aussie side that won the 1987 World Cup. He played 50 Tests for Australia. His sons Sean and Mitchell Marsh have played Test and ODI cricket for Australia too. They are both current internationals. Sean, who's 35 years old, has played 38 Tests for Australia, and Mitchell, 27 years of age, has played 31 Tests so far and until recently was the team's vice-captain as well. Healy Stark. Ian Healy was one of the all-time great wicketkeepers in world cricket and played 119 Tests for the country, and his niece Alisa took a liking to wicketkeeping too and is currently part of Australia's women's international team, having represented her country in Tests, ODI and T20s. Her husband, Mitchell Stark, is currently the spearhead of the Aussie pace attack and was the leading wicket-taker and player of the series during the 2015 World Cup, which his country won. Further, in Australia, you have brothers Michael and David Hussey, who've represented the country, and you also have Shane and Brett Lee. Australian legend Neil Harvey had a brother Merv, who played one Test for the country as well, and another brother Mick, who was a Test umpire. Let's take a look at England next. The Broads. Chris and Stuart Broad have both played Tests and ODIs for England. While Chris played 25 Tests for the country and is most famous for his heroics during the successful Ashes campaign of 1987, his son Stuart has been a mainstay of England's bowling attack for the last decade or so and has formed a good partnership with James Anderson. He has played 126 Tests so far. The Bairstows. Johnny Bairstow is a current England international and one of the batting mainstays as well as the number one choice keeper. As it stands, he has played 63 Tests and over 50 ODIs. His father David played 4 Tests and a handful of ODIs for England as well. The Stewarts. Alex Stewart had a long and distinguished career for England, playing 133 Tests and 170 ODIs, while his father, Mikey, played 8 Tests for England, but was remembered more for being England's first full-time manager. Ranjit Singhji and Dilip Singhji Jadeja. The men from royalty after whom domestic first-class competition in India is named. They played when India was under British rule. Ranji is credited with being one of the first players to play the leg glance and played 15 Tests for England. His nephew, Dilip, played 15 Tests for England as well. The Currans. K. Kevin Curran played for Zimbabwe in the 1980s. His sons Sam and Tom are both current internationals for England, both having played ODI and Test matches for England, though both their careers have just begun. To look at India next. The Amarnaths. Lala Amarnath was India's first Test centurion and our first Test captain after independence. He played 24 Tests for India. His sons Mohinder and Surinder both represented the country as well. Mohinder was one of the heroes of the World Cup win of 1983. The Gavaskars. Sunil Gavaskar will always be regarded as one of the country's finest batters and easily our all-time best opener. He was the first man to breach 10,000 runs in Test cricket and was the leading run-getter and centurion in Tests for a while. He played 125 Tests for India. His son Rohan also took to cricket and was good enough to represent the country in 11 ODIs. The Edulgees. Diana and Behrouz, sisters, represented the Indian women's cricket side, the only family to have had two members play for the Indian women's cricket team. Diana is currently one of the members of the Committee of Administrators, which looks after the running of the BCCI. The Mankads. Vinu Mankad, one of India's first bona fide all-rounder who scored 2,000 test runs and took 162 wickets. He's the person after whom the term Mankading as a form of dismissal is named. His son Ashok too represented India in 22 test matches. The Binnies. Roger Binney was a regular feature of the team in the 1980s, playing 27 tests and was also part of the World Cup winning team of 83. He was the leading wicket taker for India in that tournament. His son Stuart has also represented India in tests and ODIs and has the best ODI bowling figures by an Indian at 6 wickets for just 4 runs. The Pathans. Irfan, the younger of the two, broke into the Indian team as a teenager and played Tests, ODIs and T20s for the country. He was part of the team that won the 2007 World T20, as was his half-brother, Yusuf, who made his debut for India during the 2007 World T20. Yusuf Pathan was also part of the 2011 World Cup winning squad. The Manjrekars. Vijay Manjrekar played 55 tests for India in the 1950s and 60s. He scored over 3,000 test runs. His son Sanjay played 37 tests for India in the late 80s up to the mid-90s. The Patowdies. Mansoor Ali Khan Patowdy, nicknamed Tiger, was one of India's most flamboyant cricketers and is regarded as one of its finest captains, being made captain at the age of just 21. He played 46 tests for India. He was captain during India's first ever overseas series victory in New Zealand in 1968. His father, Iftikhar Ali Khan, also captained the country and played 6 tests in all for the country. The Pandyas. Hardik, the younger of the two, represented the country first and is a regular member of the current Indian Test team, ODI and T20 teams. He is regarded as one of the best all-round prospects to emerge for the country in a long, long time. His elder brother Krunal has represented India in T20s and ODIs thus far. Next stop, New Zealand. The Bracewells. John Bracewell played 41 tests and his brother Brendan played 6 tests for the country and Brendan's son Doug is a current international. The Cairns. Lance Cairns was an all-rounder who played in 43 tests for his country and 78 ODIs. His son Chris had an even more distinguished career for the country, playing 62 tests and 215 ODIs, and he was one of the leading all-rounders in world cricket during his time. The Crows. Martin Crowe is perhaps regarded as one of the finest New Zealand cricketers and was a very shrewd captain, leading his side to the 92 World Cup final. He played 77 tests and 143 ODIs. His elder brother Jeff also represented New Zealand in both ODI and tests. The Hadleys. Richard was one of the finest all-rounders of his time and was also the leading test wicket taker for a while. His wife Karen has also played for the New Zealand women's cricket team. Richard's father Walter was also a New Zealand test captain. Richard's older brother Dale also represented the country in ODIs and tests. The Lathams. Tom Latham is a current New Zealand international and one of the leading batters in his team. His father Rod too represented the country in the early 90s in 33 ODIs and 4 tests. The McCullums. Brendan was one of the modern greats of New Zealand cricket, playing over 100 tests for the country as well as leading his team to the 2011 World Cup ODI final. His older brother Nathan too has represented New Zealand in ODI and T20s. The Marshalls. Hamish and James are identical twins and both played Test and ODI cricket for their country. the Rutherfords. Ken Rutherford played 55 tests for his country and was also a former captain. His son Hamish, too, has played tests, ODIs and T20s. On to take a look at Pakistan. The Ul Haqs. Inzamam is regarded as one of the finest batsmen coming from Pakistan and is also considered as a modern great, having played over 100 tests and is also a former captain. His nephew, Imam, is a current international player representing Pakistan in all three formats. The Akmals. Kamran, Umar and Adnan are brothers who've all played test and ODIs for the country. Out of the three, Kamran has played the most international games for Pakistan. The Mohammeds. Hanif Mohammed was called the first little master and was the first Pakistani triple centurion, playing 55 tests. His brothers, Wazir, Mushtaq and Sadiq, played 20 tests, 57 tests and 41 respectively for the country. His son Shoaib too played test and ODI cricket for the country. The Ilahis. Brothers Manzoor, Zahoor and Saleem have all played test and ODI cricket for Pakistan. The Rajas. Wasim Raja played 57 tests for Pakistan. His younger brother Ramiz also played the same number of tests. Ramiz played 198 ODIs for Pakistan and was part of the 1992 World Cup winning team. He also captained the country. On to Sri Lanka next. Let's begin with the Ranatungas. Well, of course, we've all heard of Arjuna Ranatunga as the World Cup winning captain of Sri Lanka. He was a stalwart of the game and really stood up to the establishment, especially when it came to defending his star bowler, Muralidharan. That story is, again, something we've all heard. But he did have an older brother, Dhammika, and a younger brother, Sanjeeva, who played test and ODI cricket for Sri Lanka as well. The Samaraviras. Dilan Samaravira had a long career for Sri Lanka spanning 15 years, during which he played 81 tests and 53 ODIs and was one of the mainstays of the Sri Lankan middle order during his prime. His older brother Dilip also played a few tests and ODIs for the country. Moving on to South Africa next on this podcast. Peter Pollock was one of the best bowlers in South Africa in the 60s, but then much of his career was robbed due to the apartheid sanctions levied on South Africa. This also robbed his younger brother Graham, who's often regarded as one of the best all-time batting greats, to truly shine on the international platform. While Peter played 28 tests, Graham played only 23. Peter's son Sean was one of the modern greats and one of the best ever bowlers of all time and a top all-rounder during his time. He played over 100 tests and took 421 wickets, which was the South African record until recently. The Kirstens. Peter Kirsten, too, was one of the players who lost much of his international career due to the apartheid ban. He played 12 tests and 40 ODIs. His half-brother Gary, fortunately, had a long career for South Africa, playing over 100 tests. He's also fondly remembered in India as the coach of the 2011 World Cup winning team. The West Indies. The Bravos. Dwayne Bravo represented West Indies in 40 tests and several ODIs and T20s as well. He was part of the T20 World Cup winning team of 2012 and 2016 and is a leading T20 cricketer in a franchisee cricket around the world. His half-brother Darren has also played 49 tests and 94 ODIs. Gibbs Lloyd. Lance Gibbs, one of the all-time great spinners, was the cousin of Clive Lloyd, one of the greatest ever players and captains from West Indies, leading them to three consecutive World Cup finals, winning two of them. Holford Sobers. While Ron Holford played 24 tests for West Indies, his more illustrious cousin Gary Sobers was a mainstay of the team and is regarded by many as the greatest all-rounder to have ever played the game. The Samuels. Marlon has had a long and distinguished career for the West Indies, winning two T20 World Cup titles with his team. He's also played 71 tests for the team. His older brother Robert, too, played test and ODI cricket. Next up, Zimbabwe. The Flowers. Both Andy and Grant Flower have represented the team with distinction. Both were mainstays of the team in the 90s, and Andy was also the captain of the team. The Rennies. Gavin Rennie played 23 tests and 40 ODIs, while his older brother John as well played a few tests and ODIs. The Strangs. Brian and Paul Strang represented Zimbabwe in 26 and 24 tests respectively, as well as in a handful of ODIs. The Masakadzas. Hamilton is the current captain of the team and has played in over 200 ODIs and 38 tests. His brother, Shingirai, has also played in a few tests and ODIs. The youngest brother, Wellington, has broken into the Zimbabwe ODI and T20 side. Now, to wrap up the Zimbabwe story, thought we should mention that all three pairs of Flowers, Rennies and Strangs played in a test together against New Zealand ones, perhaps the only time this has happened. So that then was a list, by no means an exhaustive one, but still some of the most famous families in cricket.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.